You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Thanks for joining me today on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. If you're sick of attracting drama and the wrong staff into your life and into your business, and life maybe isn't just what you'd hoped for this far into the journey, but you know that you're ready to feel amazing, get some vitality back into your life, rediscover who you are, and you want to have a whole lot of fun, then this chat with Summer Louise, the Mindset Mentor, is just for you. Summer, thank you so much for joining me today in the Salon Owners Collective podcast. I'm very pleased to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Now, we've just spent an amazing weekend together, interestingly enough, at the Secret Salon Society Summit in Noosa. Little did we know that we were going to bump into each other there.
Yes, and as you do at the bar.
Of course.
Although we were getting coffee, I will just say that.
We were. Not to say that we didn't have a wine together and share some interesting stories.
Well, this is very true.
Now, Summer, you are a mindset mentor. Tell us a little bit about who you are, where you came from, and how did you become a mindset mentor?
Okay, so I will keep this as brief as I can because it's quite a story. And this came out a lot while we were away at Summit, and people were saying, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? But I'll keep it brief for you. So it started off, my journey started off, my mum was a fitness instructor for 23 years. So I kind of have fitness in my blood. It just pumps through me. Although, you know, I got through my teens, I developed rather large breasts and my fitness fell off. So I went through a whole situation where you don't like yourself very much and you feel like you're in the wrong body and all of that sort of thing. So that taught me a whole lot about how I felt not enjoying who I am and what I look like. Mm. I managed to create a situation where I did fix that issue late, but I'll tell you that later on. Mm-hmm. My first career choice was I wanted to go into the Navy, and I exceeded all of their levels in their aptitude tests. So I had no idea I had that level of intelligence. I'd sort of never really rated myself on that level. And so I decided, all right, well, I'll go to the top of the tree and I'll become an aviation technician. And what that is a helicopter mechanic flying around the world, which would have tickled my fancy for travel, fixing helicopters on Navy ships. So that was where I was meant to go with my life. But then fate stepped in and my dad had a very serious work accident, and he actually wasn't meant to survive, but he did, and he's still alive to this day. But it literally changed the course of my life on so many levels, and eventually 10 years later gave me my life purpose. So my dad became a quadriplegic, which meant he was paralyzed from the just below the neck down. And I had to learn things like learn how to lip read when he was in intensive care and couldn't speak, and had to wrap my head around this Rambo of a man. He was so strong, becoming just completely immobile and lifeless. Wow. And it gave me an incredible sense of gratitude for being able to just put my feet on the floor every morning when you wake up out of bed, and little things like being able to go to the bathroom yourself, being able to feed yourself. But even more so, the thing that really got me and pulled on my heartstrings was the ability to swat a fly or a mosquito away.
Oh, golly.
That was the one that really got me. And so that sent me on, I didn't know it at the time because I was grieving and the grief lasted a lot of years, but it did give me my purpose. But in between that, I did work in administration doing all sorts of things from PA and EA, which is personal assistant, executive assistant, banking, event management, marketing, you name it, I did it. But I got bored with all of that. So I went into the police force to scratch that itch of the Navy that I never quite got to do. I decided to make the most of it, worked my butt off, won some awards, and then had my daughter. Got out and decided, no, I'm an entrepreneur. This is what I do.
So I have to interrupt there and just say, already that's a hugely colourful story.
Yes, and that's only part.
I know, and this is not the time or the place, but I just have to say I laughed my head off and thoroughly enjoyed your story of when you were in the police force and went undercover as a prostitute.
Yes. Honestly, it's the best story ever. And maybe we'll have you back another day just to tell that story. But
oh, it's worth it.
Because, you know, an already colourful life, you have no idea how much deeper it goes. So anyway, on with your story.
And just to pre-frame that too, I'm 5'2" yes. And, you know, I'm like, you know, 50-something kilos. And so I'm a tiny, I'm not a big scary lady. I'm this tiny little, as they say, pocket rocket. So if you just imagine that, grab onto that with all these things that I've done.
So an entrepreneur you are.
So an entrepreneur I am. So I started a business with my husband and I kept having so many people say to me, you should be a personal trainer. You are so passionate about fitness, because my dad's accident, I got back into my fitness and decided to look after myself. Now going into business, I went through everything very quickly. It seems to me that my life is all about going through things mm-hmm. to the nth degree, like to each extreme very quickly, rapidly. And, that's never changed. But what ended up happening eventually is my husband and I started this business. We had beginner's luck. It went really well. Then it didn't. We got caught up in a partnership with other people. It went very badly. We lost everything. And then we had all of our equipment, everything stolen from us, and lost everything even more so.
Golly.
So we literally went to the nth degree, like we were borderline bankruptcy. We did get saved, thank goodness, just by a family member that helped us out, but we were just bottom of the barrel. So I literally have been through the spectrum. Mm. What happened at that point is all the things that I thought I was fell apart, and I was literally broken open and left wondering, who the hell am I now? Because none of this is working. Nothing I've done is working. And so I started looking for answers, and that led me back to Dad's accident, to my passion for fitness, and to a little DVD known as What the Bleep Do We Know. And I started watching that, and it set me off on this incredibly inspired, the only other word I can say is manhunt for more information. I'd opened Pandora's box and that was it. And I've been on this journey now for 10 years. I've studied with Dr. Joe Dispenza, who is a neuroscientist leading the way in mindset and energy and creating your own reality. And I just can't get enough. I'm insatiable with this information. And I just feel compelled to walk that path in my life. I honestly believe with every ounce of my being that that is my legacy that I'll leave in the world. Even if it's one little conversation at a time, if I can flick a switch on for anybody that gives them their power back and makes them understand how much power they have to create their own reality, to master their mind, their body, their cells, and what goes on outside of them, then I could die a happy woman.
Mm-hmm. Nicely said.
Yeah.
And so that's brought you to the creation of the Mindset Mentor?
Yes, it has. So that has, there's been a number of attempts. And ironically, in the last week, something I created in this arena 10 years ago has come back to the forefront. It was right product, wrong time, flopped miserably, cost me $30,000. It didn't go anywhere. It's just sitting there lifelessly at the moment. But I've just had an opportunity come up where it's about to be rebirthed. So I think divine timing in this situation is impeccable. And it's certainly, I mean, it's the way that you and I have come together with the work that I've been doing on the Mindset Mentor Facebook page.
Yeah.
So really the journey is just beginning again.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so the Mindset Mentor, you coach and mentor people?
Yes, I do. So I'll give you an example of a recent client. So she is an athlete and had broken her rib in training. She's training to be a fighter. She's a phenomenal woman, absolutely phenomenal, and was feeling at a loss. So as it happens, we drifted into each other's world and I said, oh, you know, I can help you with this. Because after my dad's accident, I started studying heavily how you can heal your own body. And I actually healed my own body of a stage 3 cervical abnormality and left my obstetrician gobsmacked. Mm. So I told her a little bit about that and she said, yes, absolutely. So we caught up for a session and within a few days she went from holding her arm close to her body and having a whole lot of individuals coming into her life that were not for her greater good, to within a few days, these individuals suddenly fell away and she was doing, I don't know if you can understand this movement, but it's called a Superman on a Pilates reformer. So you're literally stretching your arms out mm-hmm. and your legs out like a plank.
Yeah.
And without any discomfort. So this stuff that I know and teach, it's powerful not only for the physical body, but you apply the same principles to business or to life situations, to your own personal health and well-being. And it's really, once you know it, you can't unknow what you know, and you can apply it at any time.
Fantastic. And you have some really key sort of important things you're going to share with us today around this.
Yes, absolutely.
So
a lot of the people that do come to me are suffering from similar situations. So they're usually stuck in some sort of a rut, they keep going around in circles, and they can't seem to figure out how to get out of this hamster wheel. And this is often the case in sometimes in relationships, but most often in businesses. And so we do work on all of these principles around that. So my first top tip for all of you out there listening is to focus forward. So what I'm talking about is if you're stuck in a rut, attracting the same type of people, getting the same type of results, then it's time to figure out what you're thinking. But the magic here is to figure out how that's making you feel so that you can change the way that you therefore behave. Now, to give you a bit of an example, I was speaking to a hairdresser or a business owner, a salon owner, and we were having a brief conversation in reference to which way is she facing. And I said, oh, what direction is your past? And she said, oh, actually it's wrapping around me. Now this individual was having an extraordinary amount of just horrible situations that seemed like it was out of her control coming in at her left, right and center. And she couldn't seem to stop this downward spiral. And I said, well, if your past is wrapped around you, then you're intertwined with your past. You're reliving your past over and over and over. And how are you then going to be able to move forward if you're actually wrapped like a gift in your past? And she had this massive light bulb moment and realized, oh my goodness, I am. I'm just consistently recreating past experiences. So I started to teach her how to face forward, the forward direction, and how to understand that your past is just a memory. Now, you can recall it and reinstall it at any time that you like, but when you reconcile it being a memory as opposed to something that you have to fix or reconcile in some way, then you're able to start focusing on what you want to achieve going forward or what experiences you want to have going forward. So that's what I mean about what direction are you facing. Now, a quick way to be able to figure this out is to just simply say to yourself, all right, if I was to know which direction my past was, where would it be? Some people say behind, some people say to the side, and some people say it kind of wraps around in a circle. Once you know what direction it is, you know where you need to face yourself. And I like to do it by visualizing myself standing on a road, and there'll be some street signs, and one will say future and one would say past. And I literally turn my body around in my mind, in my imagination, so that I'm facing the direction that I want to actually go.
Amazing. That visualization is so powerful, isn't it? Isn't it interesting that she knew, you know, and I was doing the same just as you were speaking. You know the answer to that.
Yes.
Even if you'd never asked yourself that question before.
Exactly. It's just an inner knowing, a gut instinct, and it's the first one that comes up. So it's really important not to think about it because we overthink everything. It's just about feeling it. And I'll explain very shortly about why feeling is so much more important than thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Great. I really like that. I think that's really important. And that's the sort of the framework for everything really, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It really is the framework for everything. And so no matter what situation you're in, when you're starting to feel that panicky feeling or that, you know, the heart palpitations, you're getting a physical, I call it a physiological response to what's happening in your life. It's time to start tapping into, all right, what direction am I facing? What am I thinking that's keeping me here? And how does that make me feel? Actually, if it's all right with you, I'll go into the feeling now because it's just the most powerful knowledge once you understand the power of this.
Yeah.
So when you feel something, there's a whole sequence of events that happens within you to get you to that point. And I'll explain it as quickly as I can and as simply as I can. So we see with our brain, not with our eyes. And what we actually choose to see is based on what we've been thinking. So, for example, we all know that if you've been thinking about a particular car you want to buy, you see it everywhere. And the reason you see it everywhere is because your brain literally filters out any information that's irrelevant to you and continually draws your attention to what it is you're thinking about. Now, what you see through your eyes goes through what I call a sieve in the back of your brain called the reticular activating system, filters everything out and puts that image back into the front of your brain, into the visual cortex. Now, that visual cortex hosts all of the imagery that we see, both that filters in through the eyes and that we have in our imagination. That visual cortex is linked to what's called the limbic system, which is where we build and create all of our emotions that filter through the body once we have the image in our head and we attach an emotion to it. And that causes us to feel a certain way. So those hormones are released, they're sent into the cells of the body. The hormone is so powerful, it has the ability to unlock the cells of our body, enter into the cell and literally reprogram how that cell behaves. Now, if you think of your entire body being reprogrammed based on the way you've chosen to feel about what you're seeing, then your body is going to respond and you're going to create an entire being your body, feeling a certain way. So, for example, if you imagine someone in your mind who you love dearly, then instantly your limbic system is going to release the hormones that are going to make you feel love. And you will notice your body will change shape. You'll have a smile on your face, your chest will come up, your shoulders will come back. And the opposite is true when you're feeling it, thinking about something negative and you see an image of that in your mind, you send all of that to the cells of the body that you're feeling yucky, and then your shoulders will droop forward, your head will drop low, and you'll feel heavy to the ground. So now, it is, and it's not restricted to your body. It actually extends from your body out beyond you, and other people can sense it as well. We all have what I call, and I've labeled it, your energetic signature, and it changes from moment to moment, and it's based on what you're thinking and feeling, and that signature has the power to attract to you exactly how you're feeling.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I won't say simply, but very, very clearly. Now, I've heard that spoken lots of times, but actually you've made that really systematic and easy to follow.
Good, I hope so.
yeah, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. I love it.
My pleasure, because I just think it helps to understand a little bit of the why it's so important. It's all good and well saying you need to feel the right way, but when you're feeling like crap, and you don't have the understanding about why it's important to change that, then you're not compelled to do it.
In fact, it actually empowers you to just take control of your thoughts and do that first. Don't wait to feel better. Actually actively take charge and change it first.
Exactly, because this is the whole point, and that's a really great thing for you to point out, is you are absolutely in control of this.
Yeah.
You don't have to play that role of going down the downward spiral. You can choose to interrupt it based on what you choose to think, see in your imagination, and you can use your imagination to change the way you're feeling quite simply by interrupting the flow of the negative downward spiral with a positive vision of something you've experienced or would like to experience, and then up you go, up the spiral again.
Yeah, and I love your word interrupt. I think that's underused and undervalued when you're feeling a bit whatever that you don't want to be feeling, is actually do a, as you might say, pattern interrupt.
Exactly. And I mean, there's a whole nother conversation around the addiction we have to those negative emotions and how we need to break the addiction. It's like a drug. I mean, the emotion of love fits into the same receptors on the cell as heroin. So it's addictive. Hormones are addictive, and we do get addicted to our feelings based on how often we're thinking and feeling them. So why don't we create a positive addiction rather than a negative one?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Fantastic. I can't wait to hear what your next tip is.
Okay. I love this one. This is bee steam, not ice.
Yeah.
Now, this is a really, really simple way of explaining a little bit of what I was just talking about. So it's all about your energy. Now, please bear with me. I am going to talk a little bit of science here, but trust me, it's worth it.
Okay.
So our body is made up of cells, and our cells are made up of molecules, and our molecules are made up of atoms. So at the very bottom level, we are atoms. Now, we all know that atoms are invisible energy, and that energy spins around at a certain speed. Now, that speed of how fast they're spinning will determine whether we are solid or whether we are not solid, like steam, something similar like steam. Mm. Now, a great example of this is water. So you take water, you put it in your little ice cube block thingy for your wine or whatever later in the day, your vodka, and it's running, it's liquid. And the atoms in the water are spinning around at a certain frequency, a certain speed. You put that same water in the freezer, and what happens is the atoms are frozen and the atoms stop spinning. So they are actually heavy and dense. It's as dense as water gets. And that means that the frequency of the atoms are very, very slow or stopped, stagnant.
Yep.
Now, if you take that block of ice out of the freezer and you drop it, you let it go, it smashes violently all over the floor.
Yep.
It's very heavy. Now, the opposite is also true. You take that water and you put it in a pot and you put a lot of heat to it, and the atoms speed up. They spin very, very fast. Now, what happens is the water becomes very, very light. It lifts up into the air and eventually becomes invisible. So consider now then that you are made up of approximately 70% water.
Mm.
When you're thinking and feeling negatively, you are becoming ice. You are slowing down your vibration, your frequency. You are bringing your body physically lower to the ground. You are basically becoming stagnant. And so how can you ever expect to change the way your life is going if you choose to be that low vibrational, that low in frequency and that heavy to the ground? Now, if you start to think and feel more positively and you choose that, you interrupt that pattern and you choose that, your frequency is going to turn back into what I would like to call water, where you're spinning a little faster, your atoms are rotating a little faster. Positive emotions create lighter feelings. You just feel lighter. You feel like the weight of the world is off your shoulders. You literally lift posturally your shoulders up and back. Your chest rises. Your chin lifts. Your body gives you evidence that your frequency is higher. Now, positive things and positive things you want to experience are on a higher, faster spinning frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine if then you take that to the next level and you're in bliss, you're in joy, then I would consider that similar to steam. You feel as though you're floating on a cloud. You know that whole saying, I'm on cloud nine. Well, there's a reason for that. You're literally floating, your vibrating frequency is that high that you have a greater sense of awareness, a greater sense of happiness. The things, the positive experiences that you're looking for are on that level.
Mm.
So imagine then if you're walking into an environment and you're operating and vibrating on that level, imagine the response you're going to get from your staff. Imagine the signature or the energy that you're depositing all over your business, your salon. Imagine then what you're going to make people feel like, your clients feel like when you're in their personal space. Because the faster energies are more powerful than the lower energies. Now, I can prove that by saying you will have known people when you start to get on that positive trajectory, when you start to go in that positive direction and you're feeling good, one of two things will happen. There will be a number of people that will move in towards you because they want more of it, and there will be others that will try and bring you down. And when you don't agree to lower your vibration or your frequency back down to them, then they will move away and people fall away. And the doors are open to bring in a whole lot more people that want more of what you've got or are vibrating on the same level.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, look, 100%. And I think you're really right in saying, as that happens, you will attract to you more people, but there is this resistance or this pull from the people that you're essentially moving away from.
Yes, and I have an analogy around that, but people have responded really well too, and I call it the chewy gum effect. Yeah. So do you know how you step in chewy on the ground and it's a freshie, and your shoes and probably your best shoes as well usually is stuck to the chewy, and you feel as though you're stuck in that one spot. So you're in the ice situation where you're heavy and dense. You're stuck in the chewy, but you choose to move forward anyway. So you take a step, the chew is still there. You're still a little bit stuck, but you're still creating momentum. The more you walk forward with the chewy on your shoe, the less resistance you have until you no longer feel the resistance from the chewy anymore.
Yeah.
And then that's when all the crap basically falls away. So my whole message in this one is energy, your energy speaks to everyone and everything around it. Ice falls, steam rises. So if you really want to rise in business, you want to lift your staff, you want to create an environment that you're stepping into every single day and that your clients are moving into every single day that they show up in your salon, then you need to set that example and be steam and allow others to rise to you.
And can I just add that, you know, the word expectation, because when you have an expectation that you're doing that and you're expecting that there's going to be resistance come change, then it won't be a surprise to you. And you can just say, oh, this is the bit of resistance that I'm expecting and I'm moving forward anyway. And it just keeps you looking forward, right?
That's exactly right. So it goes back to my first tip, the focus forward. So when you get to the resistance, quite simply remember the chewing gum example and say, oh, this is just chewing gum. This is just chewing gum. And then you don't have the emotional attachment to the downward spiral. You don't even need to interrupt because you're just consistently moving forward.
You're walking forward. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Beautifully said. I love it. Very good. Yeah. Remember the chewing gum in times of strife and keep walking.
Yes, exactly. Instead of thinking, why does this always happen to me?
Yeah.
It's just when you make this choice and you start doing this, I always warn my clients, you are going to experience a chewing gum effect.
Yep.
So just exactly as you said, that expectation, have awareness around it. Awareness is super, super powerful. When you have the awareness, you know how to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. All right. Do you have a secret tip for us?
A secret tip, I so do. This is my this is my secret thing. I've only let this cat out of the bag in the past week. So, and you instigated this conversation actually with your presentation at the summit. So you were talking about the writing down of your vision, and it just like tickled my soul. It got me so excited about what I'd been doing in my own private car trips every morning. And what I did do some time ago, about 12 months ago, was I wrote down that exact vision, what my vision for my life is, my one day in my life, my perfect day.
Yeah.
And what I was doing originally was each morning I was trying to read it, but then my brain just kept drifting off to all of my to-do list. And so I could never quite get through all of my reading. So I decided, how can I do this better? And I grabbed my phone, opened up the voice memo, and I decided to read it into my phone. And then my plan was every morning when I get in the car, I'm uninterrupted. I can't be doing anything else. I can't be distracted. I'm going to play it every day. Now, I will warn you that it is very awkward to listen to yourself talking to yourself initially, but you do get used to it. And what happens is you start to create what I call a habit. It takes approximately between 30 and 60 days to create it. And the power here is you have the opportunity to attach feelings to the experiences, because you can write it down and you can read it. But if you've got no emotion, no positive feelings attached to it, like going back to the first and second tip, then nothing is going to change because you're still feeling the way you were feeling yesterday and the day before and the day before. So this will give you the opportunity to attach feeling and emotion and really indulge in the imagination like we used to as children in this experience and live it out in your mind as if it's actually really happening to you. Now, the reason that's important is because what you're doing when you attach an emotion to a thought is you're creating a memory of the event. Mm. Now, when you create a memory of the event, your brain thinks it's already happened. So it's going to tune in and focus on that memory and how to bring you more evidence to support that memory because you have such a positive emotion attached to it, a positive feeling attached to it. It makes you feel good to hear it every day. Eventually, I found what happens is sometimes I question which is my existing reality. Yes. Is it that one or this one? And that's when I know the magic is happening. Now, yes. Here's the kicker. These things will start coming to you so subtly that you're going to have a realization one day, oh my goodness, that has already happened and I didn't even realize it. Like it snuck up because my memory of the future was so ingrained in me that it just felt real, and so it became real and I didn't even notice when it happened.
That is so true. And I had that experience at the conference. I shared my ideal day and what that looked like. It's a slightly different version now that I'm not a salon owner. But I shared this version actually with a friend of mine and was telling her about my ideal day and, you know, what this looks like. And, you know, then you forget about it and move on with your life. And at another point, I was telling her, you know, she, as you do, well, what did you get up to today? And I told her all the things that I've done. She said, oh, my God, you don't even realize you've had your perfect day that I'd set prior, a year prior. And I was like, wow, I absolutely have. And you're right. It was just like quite a normal event. So you were so right there, Summer.
Exactly. And I noticed it too, like the little things. You know, I rise at, you know, 5 a.m. in the morning and I meditate and I get changed into my Lululemon exercise gear. Yeah. And I was reeling off all of this stuff. And then one day I had this massive realization, hang on a minute, I've been getting up every morning and meditating. Hang on a minute, I've chosen to now start doing Reformer Pilates. And that was part of my vision. And it just had all, yes, it had become my reality. Yes, in my vision, my fitness fashion is, you know.
Top priority.
Yeah, it's all I wear. It's crazy. It's all I wear. I really need to change that a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So I really like that actually because I'm a little bit like you. I'm not a good reader. A part of the reason I even chose a podcast also, you know, this kind of, you can do it on the move and you do get used to listening to yourself. I'm going to take my ideal day, it's due for an update, and take your advice and record it and listen.
Yes.
Yes. I think that's taking it to the next level. Thank you.
It is. It just adds that little extra bit of power. And also if you add tonality, now tonality is 70% of communication. Mm. So if you add tonality into your desire and you put passion and energy, as I said, make it an energy where it's like steam, where it's high vibrational and you're actually getting that frequency from everything you've been talking about that you're listening to. So it's like this positive feedback loop. And the only positive feedback loop that the human body has is childbirth, is labor. All the rest is all a negative feedback loop. So it's keeping the body in balance by stopping things from happening, whereas labor is a positive feedback loop that keeps something going. And what is labor? It's the rebirth. It's the birthing of something new. So create that positive rebirth or that positive feedback loop in your life by doing this each day, but do it with passion, do it with feeling, and make sure you've got that going on when you record it.
Your future memory.
Yes, that's it.
Now, please share with us your quote or mantra, I guess it is, because it's really amazing. It's really powerful.
Oh, I wake up and this is my mantra of a morning. So please consider taking this on. It's powerful. You don't get what you think you want. You get who you are being. And the reason I say that is because that interrupts that flow of the to-do list and gives me an opportunity to choose who I want to be each and every day. Now, of course, you get into the do. I call it the dooby-dooby-dooby-doo. Mm-hmm. So what I'd love for you to consider is wake up, choose who you want to be with this mantra, start the do, and just give yourself opportunities throughout the day to be again. Remember who it is you've chosen to be so you can start creating that new habit. Then one day you will wake up and suddenly you are just it and it is your new reality.
Yeah, yeah. And if you wonder why you're not getting to where you think you want to be, it's because you're not being that person.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So you can want all you like, but until you be it, it's always going to be in the future.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. What about, you've got another one for us, dare we say, for your tombstone.
I don't all think I'm so morbid now. But this was inspired by Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And it really disturbed me when that in that first chapter he's talking about, now think of yourself at your own funeral. And it gave me anxiety. It really bothered me. But then I understood how important this was. And then I decided I needed to create a mantra for my life, and I apply this to my business, and I would love business salon owners to apply this if it feels right for them to their own world and their businesses as well. And it's three simple words, and it's never die wondering. And the reason for that is I would much rather be laying in my final days with my family around me talking about all the things I did, whether it worked, whether it failed, because there's no failure, it's just lessons and feedback, and what I experienced, and share that wisdom, than lay there talking about all the things I wish I had have done. So when you talk about tombstone or my plaque at the end of my life, it's going to say she never died wondering.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Yeah. It's so inspiring. Well, look, thank you so much for sharing your pearls of wisdom around the sort of, you know, finding your meaning of life, really, and taking back some control of your life. It's been hugely valuable, I know, for our salon owners listening. So I really, really appreciate your time, Summer.
Thank you so much for having me. I've absolutely loved the conversation.
Yeah. Look, I know people are going to want to stalk you. Where can they find you?
Please feel free to stalk me at summerlouise.com, and you can find me. I'm often contributing free content to try and inspire you throughout the day and at The Mindset Mentor on Facebook. Yep. So you'll see me there, and you can communicate with me there as well.
Fantastic. Once again, I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you maybe in New York, Summer.
Yes, I think there's a pretty good chance of that.
All right, we'll see you later.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes, or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa, and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.